Welcome to the Sports Song Spotlight. I'm Rick Geezer from SportsSongs.com. As you prepare for your Super Bowl party, why not listen to songs performed by football players who played in the Super Bowl? Yes, they do exist. Check them out.
Don't you roll on this funky intro. Yo, as the sun will rise, as I open up my eyes to see another day. In my bedroom, I lay. The shining reflects off my window pane. So I jumps in the shower and let the water rain.
That is We Can Roll by Deion Sanders from his 1995 CD, Primetime. He was a member of the 49ers when they won Super Bowl 29, and he was a member of the Cowboys when they won Super Bowl 30. When George Blanda retired after 26 seasons of professional football in 1976, he held many NFL records. He still holds the NFL record for most extra points in a career. Here is his 1971 single, It's Never Too Late.
Remember, it's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late to be. Oh no, it's never too late. It's never too late to be the man you always wanted to be. There's a feeling that comes over everybody. It could start at 21 or 65.
George Blanda played in Super Bowl II in 1968, losing to the Packers. He's a member of the NFL Hall of Fame. Reggie White is a Hall of Fame defensive lineman. He played in two Super Bowls with the Packers, beating the Patriots in Super Bowl 31. He had three sacks in that game. Check out his 1995 song, Doggies in the House.
We gotta shut them down, shut them down. We gotta shut them down, what we gotta do?
Chicago. Tampa Bay. Man, there's got to be a lot of damage done by the pack attack. We gonna do some damage. Ain't that right, Muhammad?
You're right, Reggie. You got to do some damage. You got to put them down. Because I'm the greatest in the world. You got to be the greatest in the world.
Oh, that is a bad track. Walt Garrison is a Dallas Cowboys legend. He played nine seasons for America's team and was a member of the Super Bowl winning team that beat the Dolphins in Super Bowl VI, rushing for 74 yards in that game. Here is Walt Garrison singing The Rodeo's Over from the 1995 CD Everybody Wants to Be a Cowboy.
A cowboy can be a cowboy for just so long. You either take a bullet, grow up and move along. A cowboy can ride the mean ones for a while, but sooner or later a bad one's gonna send you home in style.
Many people may remember Walt Garrison from his chewing tobacco commercials in the 1970s. Remember? Just a pinch between the cheek and gums. Everyone knows that Michael Strahan can be very entertaining. Just check him out as co-host on Live with Kelly and Michael each morning. But did you know he sang? This Super Bowl 42 winner did just that.
Food and pinch and fun on a Caribbean cruise. Cuban cigars and country club dues. Flew to Paris on a private jet. Bought a French chateau for sweet Jeanette. So after taxes and my credit card debt, I'm leaving $42.61. Cause you never see a Brinks truck follow a hearse.
Michael teamed up with country superstar Randy Travis on that song called Brinks Truck from the 1998 CD NFL Country. Esra Tuaolo was a defensive lineman in the NFL for nine seasons. He was a member of the Falcons team that lost to the Broncos in Super Bowl 33 in 1999. He has recorded several CDs. This song, The Lady in Red, is from his 1995 CD, One Man's Island.
I've never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright. You were amazing. Half the chance.
Ezra made news in 2002 when he announced that he was gay during an episode of HBO's Real Sports. He was the third NFL player to come out of the closet. He now works with the NFL to combat homophobia. Bake Turner was a member of the legendary New York Jets Super Bowl III winning team. This was the game that Jets quarterback Joe Namath publicly predicted a win over the Colts. Let's listen to Hold Me Tight by wide receiver Bake Turner.
I don't want to hear it. No more fussing and a fighting, baby. Hold me tight. Let's let bygones be bygones. Let's think about tomorrow, girl. Our future's bright.
Bake Turner recorded several 45s during his playing career. And finally, Garo Yeprimian was the kicker on the Miami Dolphins, winning Super Bowl VII and VIII, but he may forever be remembered for a gaffe in Super Bowl VII in 1973. With the Dolphins beating the Washington Redskins 14-0, his field goal attempt was blocked. He picked up the ball, and instead of falling on it, he attempted a pass that fell out of his hands. The ball was picked up by Washington player Mike Bass, who ran it in for a touchdown, but the Dolphins were able to hold on to the lead and win the game 14-7 and hold on to their perfect season. Following the season, Garo recorded the song Yeprimian's Lament about the incident.
The greatest day has come for me to play. I guess my life's been headed for this day. The pressure's building slowly. Every play, I don't know just how I'll do. I can't wait until it's through. The half has come and gone. I've had little to do. If things stay like they are, the game will be through. Won't get my chance to show what I can do. I'm afraid I won't get caught.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Song Spotlight. I'm Rick Geezer with SportsSongs.com. For more info on Sports Songs, check us out on Facebook. Hope you'll join us next time on the Sports Song Spotlight.
You need 3 points now and the game is over and your kick will assure us of this win. Here comes the call. My leg is